This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade, this after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top there. Good to have you with us. We've got Phil Hassenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith. He OD'd on guacamole yesterday on Cinco de Mayo, but anyway, he recovered and he's doing fine, and thank God we're able to have him on this morning. Hey, Phil, how you feeling?
I'm doing great, man. Good to talk to you too, and happy Cinco de Mayo to you, one day late.
Hey, that's okay, man. I'll tell you, the thing is about Hispanics is we just keep partying. As long as there's cerveza and guacamole, the party ain't over, buddy. Let me tell you.
Well,
it just keeps on going, you know.
Well, you know, I love that. You know, I actually did our prophecy conference last night, so and preached the morning, so I had pretty much a full day. And you know, we're talking about what's happening in the end times in our world, and people are just so hungry. It is just unbelievable. I went 2 hours straight. Took a 5 minute break, 10 minute break, and then everybody said, "Man, do you have to stop? Can we keep going?" So, you know, God, you know, people are hungry. We had a house was full.
That's great. Well, and the book, your book, It's Midnight in America, has just been resonating. I mean, you know, congratulations on this, and of course, you're getting plenty of practice. We're setting up interviews for you all over the country, and you know, people love having you on. I mean, the comments I'm getting, you know, it's just so insightful, Phil. What is in your book? It's Midnight in America. I mean, one of the big things over and over again, because people, I think the number one question in Prophecy Conference when they read the Book of Revelations, they go, "Where's America?" You know, America seems to be missing, but you tell them that America is definitely alive and well, and it is part of the end times, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not a bright picture. I mean, we think about, you know, America, you know, the last shining star of republic, even during the tribulation. But remember, when you get in the tribulation, you know, all bets are off. Everything that is left is ungodly, untruthful. So everything bad about America prevails. And then all the believers are taken out at the rapture. So, you know, it's a different world than you can even imagine. But, you know, there's a lot to do in the meantime. We don't know when that hour comes, whether it's 5 years or 500 years. Doesn't matter. Yeah. We have to keep our, you know, our shoulder to the wheel and keep moving.
Exactly. As Jesus said, we have to be about the Father's business. That's what's most important. And as you say, I mean, you know, Anthony Blinken has said he's going to choke off some ammunition, you know, going to Israel. He's already deferred, I think, some shipment already. No bueno, because the Bible's clear that, you know, those who bless will be blessed. Those who curse will be cursed. But I'll tell you, the other day I was reading in my devotion, Phil, where, you know, we're reminded that this is God's land. God will protect his people. He's protected Israel time and again, whether it's the Six-Day War or other, you know, unjust attacks on Israel. And I think that, you know, with America pulling back, I think that this is, you know, one of those signs where people are going to realize maybe now, you know, can you hear me now, that God is in control of this and that it will be God who delivers Israel. It won't be the, you know, it's not going to be Joe Biden, certainly not America. It will be God himself, because this is his designated land that he has sanctified for Israel.
Yeah, amen. And remember in the 73 war, you know, Menachem Begin, you know, she had,
Golda Meir?
Golda Meir had called every country in the world and finally got down to a midnight call to Nixon, who was in the middle of Watergate. And he remembered in that moment that his mother told him about praying for the Jews and helping the Jews. And he sent the largest shipment of armament since Vietnam to Israel. And so sometimes things that don't seem to be like working, you never know what God is doing behind the scenes.
Exactly.
To move people and to change the face of it. So, yeah, God is not dependent on America to help Israel out, though Israel, and, you know, some of these things are political, too. You know, you can say we're going to cut back, but then, you know, we're going to add over here, because some things are just political in nature. You know,
you've
got to somehow look like you're working with the world, even if you're sending more shipments than you say you are. That's my opinion.
This is the double talk that goes on, especially when you're talking about politics. And here we are, we're just, you know, normal people, reasonable, just want to speak the truth and understand so people are educated as what's going on. And then you have all the shenanigans going on. I interviewed Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, right? And I've known him as a business guy. I mean, he's written a new book called Danger Close, Phil. Man, I'm telling you, he pulls back, the veil on, I mean, this guy was involved. He's involved in black ops. I go, what the heck? What are you doing? You're involved in black. You're a business guy. What are you doing? Hillary, he's giving her a check. He's got Russians. He's working with the CIA. He's working with all undercover, black ops kind of stuff. This guy's the CEO of a company. And I'm going, how in the heck did you get in the middle of this? Well, here it is. I mean, Mike Flynn did the intro to his book. And, and of course, it's interesting because you got Mike Flynn on one hand and then you have his brother on the other hand. And, you know, to your point, it's like, wait a minute. And these guys, what team are they on?
Well, you know, Patrick Byrne, the interesting thing, he didn't vote for Trump. He said he never would. I did an interview with him here at Influence, years ago. And he said, no, I'm just for election integrity. I'm basically, an independent and, not a Trump fan. So really interesting kind of a guy, the way he thinks, the way he works, but sounds like the book is a winner, huh?
Oh my goodness! I'm telling you. I mean, it's a page turner. You go, you say, oh, you got to be kidding me. So it's all to your point is that up isn't up and down isn't down anymore, Phil. And you've been saying this for quite a while. By the way, real quick, just kind of a sidebar here because I want to make sure we mention this. You've got May 19th. A couple of Cinco de Mayos and extra days extra. You've got Lara Trump coming. And, I mean, the timing of her coming to the fundraiser to benefit American Faith Media Network is awesome.
Yeah, nobody saw for sure, probably not her either, that she was going to be, co-chair of the RNC and that, the country would be enthralled, when we asked her, would be enthralled to the degree it is in lawsuits with her, with her father-in-law. But she's a great voice and a great spokesman, and we're excited to have her a part of it.
Boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be standing room only there, right?
Yeah, I think we're sold out. I haven't checked lately. I've been kind of traveling around the country. You've been my travel agent to get me into different places. So, I don't know what's going on half the time.
Well, you're a busy man, and God's keeping you busy for a time such as this. Because you're carrying a message, my friend. You're carrying a message the American people need to hear. And obviously, last night, I mean, they had you there for a couple hours, and they didn't want you to go.
Well, you know, I was talking about some really light subjects like the Nephilim, the Book of Enoch.
Oh, yeah.
you know, the red heifer, you know, things like that that are just common on everybody's lips.
No doubt about it. Got to go to break. More from Phil.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with my good friend Phil Hodson-Piller. He is the founder president of AmericanFaith.com, also the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. You know, Phil, God bless the students. The students at Chapel Hill raising the flag. I think they've had a fundraiser for them. You know, people want them to have a party and thanks for their patriotism and pushing back against this craziness is happening on college campuses. They've raised over, I think 500,000 at last count. Also, a report that's being, kind of you know, kind of squashed down is at UCLA, you had some kids there that were, you know, they had a trailer with a screen playing video footage from the October 7th, that horrific massacre. So, you know, here they are. These kids are talking about the Holocaust that's taken place that supposedly Israel is doing. Well, let me show you what it looks like. And it's not Israel. Oh, yeah, that's Hamas, right?
Right. Well, you know, I think patriotism is alive. And I really believe it just takes a few breakout moments like this one, you know, to inspire others to go, wait a minute, you know, whatever this is, you know, I've stayed out of the game long enough. I've stayed out of the fight long enough. And I realize this is encroaching on my freedom and my nation and what I want for the future of my children. And once those things kind of click, I think things start to move pretty fast. You know, and this has been shown, you know, the Qatar money behind Columbia, behind USC, Harvard, MIT, Emory, to the tune of those right there I just listed.
Bill, we're losing him all of a sudden. Are you there? Oh, we got problem with our connection here all of a sudden. He must he got a solar flare.
Students didn't even know why they were standing up for Palestine. Had no idea. Couldn't even find on a map, my guess.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that's laughable that we keep reminding people. I mean, you see these you know, blonde haired, blue eyed women, you know, yelling, "I'm Hamas, I'm Hamas." You go, wait a minute, do you realize how long you would last in the Gaza? You know, with those crazy people and all this stuff and what they would do to you. You think that they wouldn't do to you what they did to, you know, the Jewish women, much less their own women there. I mean, it's equal opportunity. And so for you to, you know, yell you're Hamas, I mean, how ignorant. Or even you have, you know, gays for Palestine. it's like, really? I mean, how ignorant that that's the stand that you would take. When your life expectancy in a, you know, a radicalized Muslim nation there in whether it's Gaza or any some of these other radical nations, it's measured in seconds, right? Did we lose you, Phil? Okay, I guess maybe we I knew we were having problems with his phone. He came back for a moment. And then we lost him. But as we try to reconnect with him, you know, as he was pointing out, you know, we're starting to see the rise of patriotism, I think, because of the reality of, you know, these choices that these kids have made. I mean, to me, I'm sad for them that many graduations have been canceled. I mean, and this is the generation. Think about it. This is the generation when they start in college. You had COVID going on. There were mask mandates. They were, you know, remote learning, you know, away from everything. Then they're, you know, they get to enjoy some normalcy and things are rising, you know, kind of rising in a positive direction. And they're ready to get back to, you know, get back to classes and graduation is just right around the corner. And boy, just punctuate this nightmare on a positive note. Oh, no, can't do that. We're going to disrupt the campuses. And, of course, you know, what clearly is lacking, I know Phil was going to touch on this. We're trying. Okay, all right. I know, Phil, you were going to touch on this, is that what, unfortunately, what's been pronounced in this whole deal has been the lack of leadership, you know, from these university presidents, right?
Well, see, they're on the take. There's no doubt about it. They see all this money coming in from the Middle East, from Qatar primarily, and they know that it's fueling everything they're doing. And right. So they're just it's blood money is really what I look at it as. And if you're bowing down to that and you're that weak and you're negotiating with protesters, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
You've got to kid me. This is like trying to discuss, what cereal you're going to buy on the cereal aisle with your five-year-old. Buy the cereal that you want and tell him to shut up.
Exactly, exactly. And just leave him in the aisle kicking his heels and just claim it's somebody else's kid, you know. This is out of control. You're exactly right. And I love what these kids, they're demanding. They have food preference. I mean, here's my menu. I mean, like they think they're, you know, ordering up from Uber or something. As they're holding these buildings hostage, right?
Yeah. What was the university that turned the sprinklers on? And they were complaining. Well, you know, no, this is a good way to get rid of you. The sprinklers go on twice a day now at our university.
Exactly. Right. Well, and then they're finding out, which is no big surprise, you know, to your earlier point, Phil, is at least 40% of these disruptors on these college campuses don't even go to the college. They don't go to the university. They're there to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to disrupt everything. And then here it is, these poor kids. What kind of graduation? Oh, graduation's been canceled. Boy, and here it is, parents who've, you know, paid, you know, $100,000, you know, some cases $100,000 a year. You know, so you're almost $500,000 that you paid for your kid's education, and you can't even go to their graduation because it's been canceled because these knuckleheads.
It's a pretty interesting day, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I would think parents thinking about college today are going to have a second thought about what they do. Mm-hmm. And this may very well the demise of the college systems in America. I mean, you can't call Columbia prestigious anymore. You can't call when you've got presidents, and I think this came up in the Columbia one too, when they're plagiarizing. You got the president of Columbia, president of Harvard, and I don't know where all else. They're all guilty of plagiarism. They didn't even get their doctorate legitimately.
Exactly. Well, you know,
call prestigious?
Exactly. Well, it goes, you know, this is example from the top down. Our president was a plagiarist. I mean, come on. Give me a break. This is the attitude that's permeated our culture. But now it's coming to such a head, Phil, that you've got these major corporations that are saying, hey, look, if you're from this class and you graduated in this, and especially if they have video you being disruptive, and you're all super sensitive about your pronouns and everything, I can't hire you. It's kind of like, I was talking with Zig Ziglar, and he was talking about, you know, the kids and, you know, how innovative they were and everything. But he said, you know, because, you know, here they're all tattooed up and they got metal all over their faces and everything. He goes, yeah, some of these kids are pretty creative and I love their ingenuity. He says, but I can't hire any one of them because I'm going to spend 75% of my time explaining them to the rest of the people in the company. And of course, today it's not just explaining them, but then you've got to make room for them because you've got, you know, DEI, human resources individuals that are running interference for them and creating all kinds of problems for the rest of the staff. You know, America's businesses are learning that they can't tolerate that. They just don't have enough wherewithal to handle this kind of insanity when business is tough enough as it is already, right?
Oh, it's exactly. You know what? Forget it. I mean, that's what I say. You know, downsize your company, change course, start another nonprofit company with a protective veil across it. I mean, do something to make business, make it work.
Well, you bring up an interesting point. We've got 20 seconds left in terms of what is going to replace these so-called prestigious colleges. This might be an opportunity for, different colleges to come to the forefront, Phil. I just think so. What do you think?
Oh, I think exactly right. I think parents are already going like, if I'm a Christian parent, I got two choices in America right now. I got Liberty and I've got Hillstick.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
America, Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, heads up, Mother's Day, it's coming at us, and it's time to celebrate Mom, the real MVP, or as this great new movie that's out called Unsung Hero. We want to honor moms in a very special way because they're so deserving, and we have the lifestyle and mom expert Megan Murphy going to be joining us. She's great gift ideas for even that hard-to-buy mom for your life. Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yay, thank you for having me. And my friend Candace Cameron Bure is an unsung hero, so I love that you loved it.
Yes, oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, you know, the thing is, when it comes to moms, there's different types of moms. You have those kind of moms that give you a guest list or a gift list. They'll say, here, Mom's Day is coming. This is what you can choose from, right? And then you got the other moms that say that leave it a mystery. You know, if you really love me, you know me, and you'll know what to get, right? And then you get the other kind of mom that just says, "Hey, look, I've got everything. Just whatever. Don't bother so much, right? So what do we do? How do we handle this?"
The kind of mom for me is all about anything that makes my life easier, and I love the HP All In plan. It is starting at $6.99 a month. You're going to get a new printer, automatic ink delivery, a printer update after 2 years, 24/7 live support, next day replacements. It is awesome for all of your printing needs. And as a CEO of my house, I need a high functioning printer. I love the HP. It starts at $6.99 a month. You're getting all of this. You can do a 30-day, risk-free trial. Find out everything you need to know at HP.com.
Excellent. So low maintenance, anything that makes your life easier, the HP, great product. What other fun gadgets for tech-savvy moms out there?
So I like easy tech, and I love things that make my life easier. The iRobot Roomba Combo J9 Plus Robot Vacuum N-Mop is genius. It is two-in-one robot, but it combines powerful vacuum with a deep scrub mop. So that combination is priceless. Mopping is my least favorite household chore, and the fact that the iRobot Roomba Combo J9 Plus is doing both of those things for me is truly priceless. It's very, very smart. So, like, on a hard surface, it is mopping and vacuuming, but then it hits the rug and the auto-retracting mop lifts up, so you're never getting that wet mess. It all works on the iRobot OS. I control mine from my phone. It has my whole house mapped out, and it avoids hazards like the dog bowl or the boys' cleats in the mud room. I mean, it is absolutely genius. And it's on
Don't you love that? It kind of spoils you. You wish you had the same kind of software for our kids and the dog, right?
I know, right? I mean, I just control it all from my phone so seamlessly. It's on sale for $9.99. You can go to iRobot.com for everything you need to know about that. And while we're talking tech, Renfro, which is an amazing health tech company that really has their finger on the pulse of health technology. They've got a bunch of Amazon number one bestsellers. The product I love is the Iris 1 and the Iris 3 eye massagers. It almost looks like a VR headset. You put on the goggles and you have three customizable acupressure modes. So it is just gently kneading around your eyes and your temples. It like reduces headaches. It can help with sleep. I love it for puffiness because I'm on TV and I don't want those puffy eyes. Right. If you have eye strain or dry eye, the Iris 3 has heating and cooling options that are pretty fabulous. And it has voice control speakers. So you could put in an audiobook or a meditation and just zen out. And it is 60% off for Mother's Day. So you're going to go to Renfro, R-E-N-P-H-O.com for all the info.
Well, I'll tell you what, you get that for your mom, it's going to trump all the other siblings. They're going to be jealous. Because what a great price. What a great price point. And also something that will keep on reminding mom every day of the year and every time she puts that on that you love her so much, right?
That is, I love that. It is, and it's a hit. It's been on Today's Show. It's been on the Drew Barrymore Show. It is top rated. And just like, you know, it's that acupressure, it just feels so good.
Just hearing you talk about it, I'm feeling relief already.
I know. Can you hear my voice change? I'm like kneading and massaging around your eyes and your temples. Like, I feel relaxed talking about it. If somebody can't find me, I'm like under the table with the iris on.
Well, there you are. I mean, you just thinking about it puts you into the zen mode, and you go zen voice on me and everything. Right?
I know. It's so funny, right? It's true.
Right. Hey, we're talking with Megan Murphy, author, editor, lifestyle and health expert and hack master, and all these great ideas for Mother's Day coming up. Don't worry, she's got some more coming up. What else you got up your sleeve?
So, I love a sweet treat, but make it special. And M&M's came out with this awesome Mother's Day gift collection that is so much fun. You could put mom's face or a family photo on the M&M. You could put a little message.
No way.
Yay all day. Like, aren't M&M's with a yay? Like, you can't. That's unbeatable. There's 20 different colors to choose from. You can pick up to three. And they've got, like, little dispensers. They've got a champagne-style bottle. They've got these cute little gift boxes that say Mom. I mean, the Mother's Day collection is super, super cute. Also, just don't forget dads and grads, because Father's Day is also coming up, graduation season. I think customizable M&Ms are a win-win, delicious and fun and thoughtful. You can go to MMS.com to shop the customizable Mother's Day gift collection. That is, it's just a great gift.
Yeah, I'm checking it out right now, Megan. I mean, this is unbelievable. I got to admit, this is the first time I've been to the website, and they're just unbelievably creative here, huh?
Isn't it fun? And you know what? It's one of those things when you personalize and you customize it, it really says to mom, like, I thought about you. I didn't just, like, rush and get flowers from the gas station. Like, I put some time and thought into this Mother's Day gift. And I would say, listeners, like, act now. I would go to MMS.com today because Mother's Day is closing in on us. And if you want to get that thoughtful, customized gift, the time to shop is truly now.
Without a doubt. Okay, we've got to put a wrap on this. Megan Murphy, the author, editor, lifestyle, and health expert, hack master, the yay master, I should say, because you are a yay master, right?
I put the yay in every day.
I love that. Hey, let's summarize real quick. Remind everybody these great gifts that are available and where they can go to get their hands on to make sure that this Mother's Day is epic.
Amazing. Okay, so HP All-in-One Printer Plan, HP.com, iRobot Roomba Combo, J9 Plus Robot Vacuum, and Mop, iRobot.com. Renfo Iris 1 and Iris 3 eye massagers, go to Renfo, R-E-N-P-H-O.com, 60% off. And to customize those M&Ms, you want to go to MMS.com.
Megan Murphy, yay, you're awesome. We so appreciate you. Thank you so much. This is going to be the best Mother's Day ever. I know it. And it's going to be all your fault.
Oh, yay. I love it.
Hey, you got it. Thank you so much. You take care. Have a great Mother's Day. You got it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, the A-lady. Is she too much fun? I'm telling you. You know, I was checking out a website just to give you some other ideas, you know, in terms of... Because these were great gift ideas that she shared with us. Probably the number one thing that moms want, just want to be with their kids. Think about that. They just want to spend time with you. You know, so be intentional in spending time with your mom. She wants to just be in your presence. That's the present that you can give your mom. A letter or a handwritten note card, okay? You don't have to, you know, go and... You know, Hallmark cards are nice, and especially if you find the right one that really fits for your mom, or just, you know, create one. But a handwritten note card, you know, it's amazing to think about how handwritten notes, how meaningful they are. You know, my granddaughter sent me a thank you handwritten note, and I told her, I said, I just want you to know that it blesses me. Every day I keep it in my devotional book, and I see it, and it makes you smile. And, of course, I remember her, and she just, I think it really made an impression. She didn't realize how much it blessed me. Other things that you can do for mom, give her a special meal, okay, in bed, out of bed, however, just something special she likes. Wants to be pampered, however you translate that. Peace and serenity, a duty-free day, and just some thoughtfulness. Okay?
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Remember Adventures in Odyssey? Have you been following it with your kid? Oh, man, I'll tell you, when the kids were growing up, this was so much a part of our daily lives. What a terrific show. Interviewed some of the originators years back. And Focus on the Families, Adventures in Odyssey, is quickly, believe it or not, its 1,000th episode. And here to tell us more about it is Megan Rolison. Megan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, they gave me limited information about your background. I don't know if you're on witness protection over there or what, but I mean, are you involved directly with Adventures in Odyssey?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am the project coordinator for Adventures in Odyssey and the project lead for our One Grand Party event celebrating the 1,000th episode.
How cool is that? I'll tell you, I wish I could be there with you. That's going to take place on August the 2nd through the 3rd, right?
That's correct. Yep, right here in Colorado Springs.
Okay, and our good friends at Salem Media are helping out. They're doing quite the extravagant. I mean, this is so cool what they're doing, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. The Adventures in Odyssey One Grand Event Sweepstakes. It's that family summer getaway package. So it's an amazing package that they're doing.
Yeah, you get to go up there and see Pikes Peak. I mean, when I was there at Focus, and I looked out the window, and there's Pikes Peak, and it was still white, you know, and I guess it's mostly white
year-round, pretty much, right?
It's so spectacular. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this, if you're the grand prize winner, I understand you got a plush, fun hotel for the kids for 4 nights, right?
Yes. Yes. The grand prize, summer family getaway for four, includes round-trip airfare to Colorado Springs, a four-night stay at Great Wolf Lodge here in Colorado Springs, which is perfect for families. Mm-hmm. They have so many different fun activities to do. Mm-hmm. And then also tickets for the front sections of the live show for the Adventures in Odyssey One Grand Show.
How many people are seated in that live theater?
We are actually running two live shows, and we are going to fill it with 3,000 people per show. So there will be approximately 6,000 people total that get to see this live Adventures in Odyssey episode.
So, Megan, how long have you been large and in charge here with Adventures in Odyssey?
I joined the Adventures in Odyssey team 3 years ago. But much like what you were saying before, I grew up listening to Adventures in Odyssey, so it is near and dear to my heart.
I bet. So how did you get hired on the job?
actually working for a Christian theater company in Branson, Missouri, and Adventures in Odyssey came to do a behind-the-scenes tour of the theater, and I got to be their host for the day. So I got to meet the team, and then in 2020, life happened and things changed, and so I was just applying for jobs and found this position online, did the interview. Actually, part of my interview were the guys who were there for the behind-the-scenes tour. So having
they remembered you?
They did, yeah. It was one of those things, you know, we're on Zoom, and so we're doing a video call, but it was one of those things where we kind of looked at each other across the screen like, hey, I know you. I recognize you. So it was wonderful.
Definitely meant to be. So can you give us a little preview for this 1,000th episode? What are we going to see?
So at the One Grand Party event that we're hosting here in Colorado Springs, families and kids are going to have a chance to literally step into the town of Odyssey. We are transforming the building of Focus on the Family into the town of Odyssey. So families are going to get to have an immersive experience as if they're walking down Main Street. They're going to see Wits End. They're going to walk into Wits End, get to participate and play with some of the activities that kids would hear about on the episode. So everything from the Imagination Station to Kids Radio. And then we are also bringing 9 of our Adventures in Odyssey actors out here to Colorado Springs. So people are going to get a chance to interact with some of the actors. Families have the opportunity to purchase autograph session tickets. And then ultimately the whole weekend culminates in these live shows where we're going to actually see these actors performing a script that is being written right now exclusively for this event.
How cool is that? I know the last time I was there at Focus and they took me and gave me a little, backyard tour of Adventures in Odyssey. It was so much fun, and I love the sound effects room. And, I just being a broadcaster all my life, and I love, what we love about it, and I talk to the guys about this, is that radio is so wonderful because it engages the senses in a way that television only wished it could. Because it's such an imagination type vehicle, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And that's one of the things that's so amazing about Adventures in Odyssey. You know, we'll have kids come to visit as well, and it's so fun to see their faces light up when they get to be in the Foley studio or see the production of the episode. And some of them, you know, they've got their own opinions about what it sounds like or what it looks like in their own minds. But just like you said, that's the joy of radio, being able to use your own imagination and create this space.
Well, I'll tell you what you know the team has done over the years, you know, with Adventures in Odyssey and presenting, you know, a bit of counter programming. Yes, there were a lot of, you know, options and, you know, from Big Bird and Sesame Street and other things that networks were producing. And to come up with this vision of Adventures in Odyssey that tied into biblical values was so refreshing. I can say for us parents, you know, who wanted to make sure our kids were raised with a biblical worldview, this was very instrumental, and what a blessing, right?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yes, absolutely. This is much more than just a kids radio program. We've got families that are multi-generational that are listening. You know, whether you're 8 or 38 or 98, those biblical truths and those biblical values are going to be are true today as much as they were back when we started in 1987. So it truly is a blessing.
Well, Megan, talk about the characters a little bit, if you would, because they are so instrumental. And these are the characters that kids, like you said, generations of kids relate to, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mr. Whitaker, of course, is the staple in Odyssey. He is an inventor. He is a teacher. He is a counselor. He sometimes takes on that grandpa role with everyone in the town of Odyssey. He is truly that staple in the town of Odyssey, teaching the kids and everything. And so you find the kids in Odyssey just being drawn to him, which I think that's such a special relationship to see young kids being drawn to this older gentleman in town, but because he's so wise, so relatable. And then you've got Connie, she gets herself into all kinds of different situations, but she's so relatable. She relates to the kids really well. And even those of us that are listening, I mean, we're drawn to her. We're drawn to her excitement. We're drawn to her energy. Wooten is a fan favorite. He is that quirky mailman, but he's got such nuggets of wisdom that when he's sitting down with the kids at the counter with them, or he's walking with them in the park, you know, you just have these nuggets of wisdom that come from him that sometimes you don't expect. But those are some of the best moments. And so, and then of course you've got Eugene. Eugene is, he is smart as a whip, and he's got so many different experiments and activities happening. And I think for him, families can, and kids can really relate to him because he didn't start off as a believer. And so you, kids got to see him struggle through that and got to see that, you know, even though he had a very scientific mind, you know, asking questions is good and asking, really diving in. And I think kids can really relate to that because we don't always know everything, and it's okay to ask questions. And so to see a character like Eugene really wrestle through that and then ultimately become a believer is such a huge testimony. Those are just four of our characters. We've got so many others that kids can relate to and just go on those different adventures with.
Well, you know, and as you say, what's so valuable here, Megan, is it kind of reinforces what's being taught in the home. You know, these bits of wisdom, you know, and I'm sure at times, you know, I would hear things and I go, that's what I just shared with the kids, you know, and, and it's funny, it's like, well, they didn't quite get it with mom and dad, but all of a sudden, you know, they're hearing, you know, something from Eugene because, you know, for the kids that, you know, like some of us, you know, we're wired for the scientific type of mindset. And he speaks science in such a way that is relatable to those that have that DNA, right? And, you know, or even if it's, you know, like Mr. Whitaker. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you talk about the golden nuggets and the wisdom that comes out of him. Yeah. I mean, it's like you say, wow, if Mr. Whitaker could get a hold of our kids in mass at an early age, could you imagine how much better, you know, the civility and our culture would be because of, you know, because he breaks it down. I mean, and I think that we all need somebody, a grandfather type or, you know, a teacher that we pay attention to that tells us what it's all about, right? We got 10 seconds left, so I'm going to let you remind everybody where they can go for more information and participate in this wonderful, wonderful opportunity for the one grandfather.
Yeah, absolutely. So people just need to go to your station website and enter the keyword celebration.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day.
Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone?